Now, we don't want to make this sound like a medal tally. It's not. It's deadly serious. But at the moment, the United States now has the largest number of confirmed coronavirus cases, with more than 83,000. And the situation in Europe is bleak too. More than 80,000 in Italy, almost 60,000 in Spain, and around the world, up to 24,000 deaths. In Australia, there are now more than 3,000 confirmed cases, almost half of those in New South Wales. So that's what's happening at a macro level. But today we're concentrating on the micro and the impact this pandemic's having on everyday Australians. The truckies trying to deliver goods, members of the disability community, and those of us who are now struggling to find work. Employment's what we'll look at first. Isabel Rowe begins our coverage.
The ripple effect created by coronavirus shutdowns continues to grow. Brisbane-based Dane Keegan and his wife run a small business that sets up stalls and staging at events around Australia.
On the Friday when we got the shutdown call, we were all preparing for a very large event on the Gold Coast the following week. The APP Expo is an event that takes up the entire Gold Coast Convention Centre, and our entire industry has been relying heavily on it because it's one of the first big shows of the year.
What has that meant financially for you?
Financially, that's an entire shutdown of our capacity to exist.
They've managed to halt repayments to their bank and, along with hundreds of thousands of others, made a claim to Centrelink for financial assistance.
I've had to declare more paperwork than I did for my mortgage to prove my eligibility. It's quite a painful process, but at least it's a process that is available, and we appreciate that.
In the meantime, while you're unable to run your business as you usually would, do you have any idea about what you'll do for income?
I've applied for warehousing work, doing forklift. Due to the industry being so vast, we've had a lot of opportunities. I've got truck driving licenses, forklifts, lots of machinery. I'd like to explore that with the hope that all the freight that's in the industry that's coming out now, that there's going to be a lot more drivers and warehousing, and hoping that I can find a spot there.
Hotel worker Millie Backer-Myers has also found herself in the unemployment queue in regional Victoria.
I was doing food and beverage and reception work, and I was then promoted to the events manager of the hotel, as we do quite a lot of weddings. But as coronavirus hit, then all the tourism just dropped dramatically, and then they didn't have any jobs for us. So they were really, really lovely about it and assured me that as soon as the hotel opens again, they want to hire us back. But at the time, you know, they can't keep paying wages when there's no one there, so understandably.
Yeah. So have you had to think about what you're going to do?
At the moment, I'm going to stay where I am. I have gone to Centrelink and looked at my options there. I actually also looked at doing some further study during my downtime so I can upskill for when I do have the opportunity to have a job again.
For those who've lost their jobs because of the virus, Centrelink is offering a fortnightly payment, but Millie Backer-Myers will need another job to make ends meet.
We're looking at going to the vineyards because we're in a wine country, basically, so we're looking at grape picking at the moment.
Have you done that before?
No. New experience.
While the scale of the job losses will be staggering, entrepreneur and Startup Oz chief executive Alex McCauley says the economic downturn could be an opportunity to retrain and still find work.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity to find areas where you have been meaning to upskill and to do that, particularly if it's something that you can do from home, whether it's an online course or teaching yourself something. And on the work side, there are also some platforms which offer short-term sort of gig-based work, everything from task-based work like helping with the gardening, hanging people's art, building flat pack furniture, right up to really high-skilled gigs. If people are looking for that sort of work, there are places that they can go.
And he says it will help job seekers to remind themselves that the situation is temporary.
After every crisis, there is a rebound, and that rebound will be an area of really strong opportunity, I think, particularly after a crisis like this where it's a sharp downwards tick and then a swift upwards tick, I think. There'll be companies that don't survive this downturn, and in the other side of winter is spring, and there'll be lots of new shoots sprouting. So it's not a time to lose hope.
Startup Oz chief executive Alex McCauley, he was speaking to our reporter Isabel Rowe.